Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has a wind advisory in effect for our immediate tri-state region from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. tonight. Southeast winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour will pick up. Gusts as high as 50 to 55 miles an hour. Some area meetings coming up today and tomorrow in Sheffield. The Board of Assessors has a 2 o'clock meeting today. The Select Board, a working meeting also at 2 o'clock. Northeast New York Conservation Advisory Council meeting, that is happening today from 7 o'clock on. Coming up December 1st from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m., 59 Field Street in Torrington, a drive-through food distribution to area residents. Boxes will contain fresh produce, dairy, and meat products. Also coming up December 1st at 6 o'clock, the Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education in Cornwall at 7 p.m. Inland Wetlands and Water Course. Zoom meeting at 7:30 tomorrow. Board of Selectmen as well. In Dover, New York, the Zoning Board regular meeting at Town Hall will be Wednesday, December 2nd from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Region 1 received notification that a Housatonic student tested positive for coronavirus. The affected individual was last in the school building during the week of November 16th and has been in quarantine isolation since that time. The student was identified as a close contact of the Salisbury Central student about whom you were notified on November 17th. There's been no close contact within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes over a 24-hour period with any other staff members or students. School is open today as planned. A message from Lisa Carter to Region 1 families and staff. She is writing that she wants to reinforce the need to reflect the holiday events that you just planned and plan to go through and your return to school today. The request that you follow guidelines to protect the health and safety of all students and staff. For those of you who have traveled, please consult Connecticut.gov to be aware of the current list of states that are on the travel advisory list. Please be sure to complete the travel form and be sure to quarantine or be tested upon your return from any of those states per the most current Connecticut recommendations. Distance learning is available to ensure that your children are eligible to continue their learning while they quarantine. The region urges you to make the choice if you have traveled. If and when you receive negative test results, your children may then return to school. Contact your school as soon as possible to let the staff know about your choice for distance learning. For those of you who celebrated the holiday with individuals outside of your regular pod of contacts, be sure that there's been no incidents with COVID-19 among the members of your group and with whom you and your family attended festivities. Additionally, be sure that there's been no close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more over a 24-hour period with individuals who are found to be positive for COVID-19. Should you have any questions about the travel advisory guidelines or about COVID-19 in general, contact the school nurse who can help you decide about the safety of sending your children back to school. Coronavirus cases have surged 27% in the state of New York. As of Saturday, 43,615 cases were reported. The previous week had 34,272. New York's infection rate hit 4.27%, the highest since May. New York ranked 42nd among the states where coronavirus is spreading the fastest, according to USA Today. Meanwhile, 7 COVID-19 deaths were reported over the weekend in the Berkshires. The Department of Public Health said 46 new deaths were reported in Massachusetts statewide, 40 on Saturday, pushing the statewide total to over 10,000 deaths, including those listed as probably caused by COVID-19, 10,722, according to Johns Hopkins University. Lenox is now listed at the state's COVID-19 red zone due to cases at Kimball Farms Nursing Care Center. With a record 27 active coronavirus cases, Lenox is now the only Berkshire County community in the statewide high-risk red zone, according to the Massachusetts Department of Health weekly report released Friday night, based on data that was collected through Wednesday. Census delays could hinder New York redistricting. Potential U.S. Census Bureau delays may hinder New York's redistricting process as the state's Independent Redistricting Commission embarks on a multi-year process to redraw all state Senate and Assembly and U.S. congressional lines free of political influence. Last week, Census Bureau officials announced they cannot complete the state population totals and the allocation of congressional districts by the statutory December 31st deadline, which is expected to delay government programs, funding, and decisions based on updated census numbers. Internet Security, Smart, Savvy, Safe, Secure virtual event happening December 3rd at 5:30, put on by Noble Horizons, co-sponsored by Salisbury Bank. The pandemic has exploded the use of the Internet. You can learn how to protect yourself with Dave Hall, president of CompuWorks, explaining the latest techniques that cyber criminals use and what you can do to avoid a breach and how to recognize an attempted hack. More information at noblehorizons.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden will present their 30th annual Holiday Marketplace Online Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th, with Holiday Marketplace Online featuring a legendary gallery of wreaths. For more information and to view the gallery of wreaths, shop, and schedule a pickup, visit berkshirebotanical.org/events/holiday-marketplace. Salisbury Winter Sports Association is hosting the annual SWASA Ski Swap and Sale on Saturday, December 5th at the Lakeville Hose Company. The schedule as it stands right now, as everything with these days, is subject to change according to the state. Masks, temperature checks, and social distancing will be required for all attendees and volunteers. You can bring equipment in to be sold Friday only from 4 till 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. The sale on Saturday will run from 8 a.m. to noon. From noon to 1 o'clock, residents can then pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Proceeds from the sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. Check SWASA's website, jumpfest.org, for more details and information. The Falls Village Recreation Commission Drive-In Tree Lighting Celebration will be held December 5th at 5 p.m. Falls Village Town Center. It is a drive-through event only. The event will be conducted as a drive-through event. During that event, visitors must remain in the vehicles. Santa will be making an appearance. For more information, contact the Recreation Director, Emily Peterson, recreation@CananFallsVillage.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow starts off this week at 29,910.37, the NASDAQ at 12,205.85, and the S&P 500 at 3638.35. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.